You know, living with other human beings is not easy. And then, you know, supposing to be in a position of leadership and training, and then it's, there was a learning curve. But I think similar to what Ajahn Chah said, that his he had these great experiences, but his wisdom didn't really come until the taking on of teaching and training having to be a leader, because you can't lead just by telling people what to do and they're going to obey. Like, forget it. So as an, you know, as you can have all the exalted ideas of what an abbot might be, but in the end, you know, mostly what you do is pick up the trash and you know, close the doors after people. Yes. I'm sure that Swamiji appreciates that. But also the reality of everybody else is a mirror for oneself. And one, if one's willing to learn in teaching or leading others, it's pointing back to ourselves. And it gives us that opportunity to see more clearly our own. It really shines a light on the heart of where our own limitations are, or our own strengths as well, because we do have the opportunity to rise up to the occasion.